The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Praise the Lord. Say amen. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. We thank the Lord for the privilege to pray today. I believe that God has helped us to pray. And I believe prayers have been heard and have been answered. Praise the Lord. Because they were all prayed in line with His will. They were prayed in line with the divine thought. So thank you for praying. Amen. The year is going gradually. In just a week from now, we'll be in the half of the year. We'll be moving to the month of June, which is the half of the year. So, as it were, the year 2026 is past going. Amen. It's past going, and it's going like it should go. Is going like it has always been going. It has always been 24 hours every day and 7 days in every week and 52 weeks in every year. Has been the way it has been since the earth was created, that we know. Amen. Praise the Lord. And that's necessary for times and seasons to be. It's not just for you alone. It's for all living, all living. That's why you can be expecting corn very soon. Abi? Because by this time last year, there was corn. Amen. So, those hours were constructed that the seasons can fall in line. So as long as the earth remains, seed time and harvest time will remain. So your harvest is either annual or biannual or biennial. It has been put there by the earth remains, seed time and harvest time, cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. So it has been designed. So it's our job to put into the hours already constructed like a box that you can't go beyond. You can't go beyond the limit. It will always remain 24 hours. Amen. And thank God for that. Oh, yeah, some of us would have been turning the clock of the world. By now, the clock will have broken. Sometimes we slow it down. Sometimes we also do what? Hasten it. By now, the clock will have broken beyond repair. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So thank God that God took charge of that to Himself. He didn't trust us enough to commit that into our hands. So everything that has to do with what we have to do on earth has been put in those space to be done. So there's always going to be time for everything. I think upon this same place, you have that book of Ecclesiastes. That to every purpose. You know what it says? There's time to it. For everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. I want to believe strongly that God is going to help us to make the best use of the time. I believe that the past 6 months for us in the house there has been well used. As a people, I believe that it has been well used because throughout the year there are things that have been said to be done. Are you with me in the house there? Amen.
Amen.
We have the calendar for the year that defines the way the year runs. Nearly every day of the year is accounted for in that calendar. And that is the only way we could achieve whatever heaven has for us as a people for the year. But it is the years that makes our days to count. It's whatever we is accomplished at the end of the year that becomes the labor of the year or the harvest that we have in the year. Amen.
Amen.
So time to everything that is season and a time. There is a season span. The time is definite. But you don't see that way? Amen. Season span, Abby. Season span. So to everything there is a season. So it's one thing to discern season. Another thing to discern time. To every purpose. So purpose is going to be fulfilled within this calibration of season and time. If season and timing is not accurate, purpose will be defeated. Purpose will not come to be. Once you miss your season and your timing, sometimes you miss the timing and that will go for the next 5 years to return back. Sometimes that will go for the next 10 years to return back. So Ibo man will say, time no money, oh. Time no money. But it's time no purpose, oh. Because Ibo man, not only money, you know. Once he get money, purpose has been achieved. The only purpose that exists for him is money. Time no money, oh. Time no money. Okay. So it attaches on timing to money. But really, time is to purpose. It's within purpose that money comes in. So, amen. Are you in the house with me, please?
Yes, sir.
So I'm just saying that no wonder that people live eternal purpose. They use the Bible to fulfill their purpose. There are people who have seen the Bible as a good material to fulfill purpose. Amen.
Yeah.
So I am also saying that. So somewhere there, I can understand why if they don't open the eyes of your spirit well, you can see scriptures has been designed primarily for purpose. We can be also be your purpose on the earth to say, what's your purpose? What's your goal? What do you want to really achieve? What do you want to really attain? So we know that scriptures is designed primarily for eternal purpose. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
It's primarily designed for eternal purpose. Which God purpose? That's the purpose of conformation to the image of the Son of God. But also, but I can see many times why Christians, also believers who become spiritual to go for God's eternal purpose may not apply scriptures to the natural life. Apply it for the purpose of God. There are two people we find on the air. On that here. People, when you say, who are spiritual, that we say are spiritual, uses scriptures to pursue God's eternal purpose. That is, they see it as revelation of Christ. Revelation of the Son of God. Revelation of eternal life. Revelation of the new heaven, the new earth. All of those are all things in the realm of to come, right? Which we said is the original reason in the heart of God why he gave the scriptures. Okay, but those who receive the scriptures, receive them for this time. They didn't receive it with the mind of eternal purpose. Because as you see, they received it either for their nation Israel. Eh? For their people, it was received for to meet the present issues on ground in their days. But God used that to actually to point to what he had had in mind, which is the eternal purpose. So now in today's world, you can find out that the reason for all that God wrote was meant for that purpose. And that's a lot of miracle, because men's eyes have been blinded from that. Men have become very carnal and natural, and all they're looking for is the present. So generally, you need an opening of the eyes to move beyond the present to things to come. Okay? Yes, sir. Amen. Now, for those who also go for the things to come, I see the tendency not to see that the same principle that is needed for to pursue things to come are also needed for the present. I don't know if you get what I'm saying now. I don't know if you get what I said now. So there are two classes of people. Those who are spiritual, and you're going to say that they don't really mind the earth, or they think the earth will roll just like that. They assume that when it says seek ye the kingdom and seek ye first the kingdom and his righteousness and all this shall be added to you. Because that just seek them, then by itself it just be following you. And that those whose main purpose on earth here is to get the present, and they are okay with it. So there are churches that are built around that. I'm telling you, they will open the epistles and they will be teaching how to do your business, how to do it very well there. And it's when you get to them, it's working. If you meet them, it's working. For example, to say that you must never get to a point where you are satisfied with the present, you can take Philippians and say, one thing I do, forgetting those things that are behind. Can you see that? And reaching forth to those things. So I'm always reaching for the goals ahead. Goals ahead. I go for the goals ahead. I set new goals every day. And if you're like that also, you go see things happen, because that's how this natural is a copy from the spiritual. The original place of the structure is spiritual. I don't know if you get what I'm saying tonight, it will bless you for a long. You will profit in this part. And you'll be glad. Amen. So, it takes opening of eye to see the original reason for these scriptures. It takes opening of eyes. But after when your eyes is also open, it's by also wisdom. You need wisdom to also instruct that all of these things also are principles that the earth also obey. So you can conduct both your pursuit of God and result orienting on the earth here by the same principle. So it's not wrong in a year to say, this year, I believe God that I can do this with my business and set goals. It's not carnality. It's just wisdom. Because you can have good result in your heavenly pursuit and not have good result in your earthly endeavors. It's possible. But through spirituality, really speaking, is that you're able to see from the eye of God, eye of eternity, you have to see and really put understanding to the present life. So there's a spiritual victory and breakthrough to have access of understanding to eternal purpose. But there's completeness of understanding to see that natural life also is not left to rule by itself. It's meant to rule also based on these same principles. Say amen. Yeah. So time, as the same way there is season in the spirit for things to happen and timing for it. And we see what, even you see this year and see how things have been done this year in terms of spiritual renewal, that's there. It is intentionally done under the spirit, okay? It's intentional. We have to look to God to say, what should we do here? Preacher school was not part of the design for the year. They have to come in because it's clear in the spirit. That's because we're watching seasons to also locate timing for them. So I'm just saying that the same thing is needed, that how many times we sit down with our natural things and actually set in order. I think I should be able to get this, get this, get this, get that. And also pray, trusting God, and set this emotion on how to achieve them. We won't get much if we just live by assumption. Every day, I just trust God. I believe God. Without being deliberate. You have to, because why do we do the jobs we do? We want to get good results from them. We also want to be rich. You don't want to be rich. Because you can really be rich. You can be rich, I'm saying now. And there's, are we in the house, please? I said, you can be rich. So there's no joy in poverty. Truly speaking, you have only one life to live. And you know your eternal plan is put in place there through mercy. We have found Jesus, and that is all of that. And the days are going. So if you can do them, why not do them? That same time you are talking about now, 24 hours of the day, for 1 week, times 52 hours of the year, is the same time that you could use to do well spiritually and also do well naturally.
Now, Pastor, you must learn how to number your days. I've read every phrase too. Mambo kofeteni varastandi, alandoste ajante, aya lavasta, and the frestedina. Abraham was my friend, but I blessed him also in the natural. I blessed him. And he knows how to cater for thousands of people. Ali Everestina Bata, Abastosha, the same wisdom was found in Joseph. Avira Vrostovina Pasta, Ebelemenekeste, even Jesus, your Savior, Abila Pastune Parasta, was a carpenter and he did well. I mean, I've read through, tossed on, tested. Paul was a tent maker. I mean, Christo lost Jetelia Basta, all through the word of God, all through the Bibles, all through the scriptures, you will see men in prele frestigata, aliga baste gofitana, aliga fosta, da damila frestudo fika, abina costa, da persu every costa, adoste bina tadna to fetina. They understand what it is to serve God and have riches. Avi coste, aste. Rich in spirit, in mercy, in wisdom, and apply it even in things that the Lord has ordained them to do on the earth.
Amen. So I want us to know that we have only one life to live. And so my utmost intention or my utmost possible to get it right. And I spent the year learning How to get it right. How to please God, how to serve God, how to get, make sure the this life is used to the best that I know I have labored or pursued God to find out to make it best. I don't know if you got my language. I feel I have the duty to ensure that if many, some of them, it's going maybe late because some of them you have to, it's like when you are plunging into finding the path for a generation. But I believe at this point that I should be able to help many of us to launch out properly in life. I don't want you to spend the next 10 years and find that we have not done well enough. That's why we need understanding. To manage 1,000 animals is a lot of. It's a lot of wisdom, administration. Those who are, some of you are into animal keeping. You know, when your pig becomes 60, 100, you know the trouble you enter into. For somebody to manage servants from where can draw out, is it 318? Servants, men, to go to war. It means that all the while they have been learning war. Yes, so Abraham must have learned martial art. When you are talking, you think Baba Abraham is just one. One of Baba who just found God, who just spoke to him.
In the maiku via kunia mind, tutu dia mind, aduvera mind, si dia mind, luvenderia kuvu mandrayate, itwai katu subayate, in the mingai kusian the mind, oh via tu vaiku vaiku, asindai kai tu mandata, in the heart, in the ti via heart. At heart, heart, atiate, binahate, idiate, tuvai ko siat.
Vashutele de Belenin osata palien revenioten. Is the desire of the Father. It's my desire to make you prosper, not just in your soul, even in the natural. For I give the wisdom to make wealth. And therefore, I am bringing liberation even in your mind. I will plant wisdom in your heart and I will liberate your mind. I will liberate your mind. I will liberate your mind. Kalibabo shete venianten. Eletiate manianten. I can make my people rich. I can make them rich. But I need to make them. I need to make them to understand the path of wealth. I am a God that can prosper. I can prosper your ways. I can prosper all that you do. I can prosper even that which I have committed to your hands. And in this season, for many will be trained to break into prosperity. Many will be trained to break into the world of prosperity. Because I'm going to train you. I'm going to make you. Even to handle wealth, even to handle prosperity. I'm going to train you even to use time to handle, to use time to prosper, to use time to prosper. Amen.
Amen. You know, we have a lot of wrong understanding. When you meet people who have understanding on all the earth work, and you bring an idea to them. They look at the idea. They know if it's not going to work. It can be bright in your own mind. And if you go and try it, it's not going to work. So to know that what is controlling their wealth is not just one door mind. It's a lot of understanding. I'm not talking about those who politicians who are just who knows how to raise talk to get vote. Those are rogues. I become rep. I'm making Nigerian money. Many of them cannot run any business successfully. They cannot. That's why they will hang on to corridor of power till they are 70, 75. They retire there. Even the ones they start to do with the stolen money can't survive. And because business things does not work the way you steal Nigerian vote. It has administration. Okay? So you understand for someone like Abraham, work with God, manage animals, manage human being, manage properties, and for all of them to work together, and it's them 24 hours that you have that was given to him also. So, and you know in your heart that you don't spend all your hours reading the Bible. Now we're going to start Bible study, whatever they are. I still know, even with it. At most, we read Bible for the whole day. At worst, 1 hour, at most. After our morning prayer. I'm not sure you pray another 1 hour with it. So we really had time that purposes were not invested in. We had blank shell of check of time, but no purpose was invested into it. That's why for a long time, I don't buy the concept of full-time ministry. But I know that even when you say you're a full-time ministry, you don't pray throughout the whole day. You don't preach throughout the whole day. Yeah, I'm full-time. How many hours do you preach in a day? How many hours do you pray in a day? How many hours do you study in a day? Out of the, if it's 12 hours, that you told yourself full time. So you actually add hours you didn't spend for anything. That actually you could have just used to play around, talk, gist them all. Somebody comes to your office to gist for the next 2 hours. You know what I'm saying? So you say, I'm full time. So I actually knew that nobody does spiritual things 24 hours. Nobody. If you pray 24 hours of the day, it will be with record. That it's not a thing you will repeat every day to be your record. See that I pray to it will be a record. Because life is not designed like that. At least you go and brush your teeth. You go and poo. At least you're even fast, you're not even eating. You can't stay on. So there is time for everything. There is time for everything. Only we have not found purposes to implant to time. You have not found out what you should do to put in your time. In those days when I was working on a school, we had a very big staff room. Once you come in there, gist is always going on. And sometimes the way of the gist is not in my compass of reasoning. Sometimes so you're going to try to teach their gist to see righteousness. What I'm saying now? Huh? They're just talking there, just playing, and just talking. Sometimes you won't talk, you won't remember your class. You won't go for the class. Your student will not come and call you. They're happy you are not coming. All of us are happy together. See what I'm saying? But I said, these ample hours, you leave work in 8 o'clock in the morning. You're coming back by 3 o'clock. Sometimes the hours you spend there is no more than 3 hours or 4 hours in teaching. Out of the other 4 hours remaining, you have just said 2 hours. 1 hour, you doze off. If you take the 2 hours you have been gisting every day, 2 hours every day times 1 week, that's 10 hours. A purpose you put 10 hours in thinking on, not even doing, thinking on it, you will see a ray of hope, a ray of possibility Many times they ask us now, what do you want to do next? I have a business in my mind. You have never sat down to think about that business for 1 hour. It was just as raw seed of a thought. That's how you put it. I want to start a business. What business are you starting? That it came to your mind is a raw seed. You need a lot of thinking to process through, to turn that thought to a vision. A vision is what you are seeing. And the issue of what you see is what you understand. What makes things work is not simple. So you value the investment of a real rich man. Because there's always a gap between the rich and the poor. Poor feel the rich is stingy. The rich feel that you are not serious. You are lazy. And truly speaking, a poor man to understand is lazy. So the two of them cannot meet. And why they won't care about you is that they can't help your understanding. The way you think, they can't help it. Leave you there. So you hate them. They don't care about you. So tonight, I'm just saying that time is worth. If you can find purpose to put in time, there's so much you can do. When people say, Pastor, how do you have time? I just want to say, I have time. How do you have time? I have time. We do this in Lagos. We're in Lagos. How many times have I gone to that Lagos in this year? If I've gone 3 times or 4 times, you'll be like, so you have passed through this road for 4 times. Now 4 times, Johnny could kill me. Somebody's traveling, is driving there every day. That's job. Then I will go 2 hours. I will not feel like, hey, I want to die now. That road. That's the road that people are making millions from. That's a road. If the man come to be on that road every day, be on that road every day. And stop being lazy. We make a lot of statements of laziness and non-commitment. You can count how many times Pastor Christian has come to Ondo since January. As if Lagos is just behind us there. That may not have to go on through life, but for a purpose. You use time for it. Or else you don't get the result. And same spot you are. When you are thinking, how will I be going? If I said you go to the good thing, how will I be going every week? I'm coming back. Yeah? How will I be going? I'll be coming back. You are counting, you are using your mind to count laziness. And somebody's. Now so you go, move, come. Do what it should do, and you'll be wondering, wow. Those purposes are achieved when time is utilized very well. That's what makes result in life. I want to beg us. I understand some things need time. Even in that time, your attitude of time still shows that you are investing time very well. If you take the thoughts and keep expanding that, keep on praying about it, you are seeing time very well. Look as if you are not getting any result for now. But things are in motion. Huh? Look at it the more, pray about it, look at other books, read them, see ideas there, share with somebody else, enlighten you, update it. An idea is being born already. Though it has not begun with implementation. You are spending time. That time is not a wasted time. You know why things don't work out? You have not spent enough time in the process. So you feel that it is simply done. For many of us, the only problem you have is money. You have to know that I don't have money. And money stops your thinking. The more idea stays in your hand, the more it should be ready. It means the longer implementation, the more robust the idea should be. So, it means that when you say, hope defer it, it shouldn't make a heart sick. If that heart is busy with the thoughts, the thought itself is hope. To heart sick when the heart lacks resources of hope, which is called substance. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Huh? And the evidence of things not seen. To a thing not seen can have evidence. I know it's speaking concerning the world to come. Also, naturally, it's a substance. Once you can have substance to it, then you are seeing it. I want to beg us. So I just told myself, I said, these people here don't care about time. My time is burning out. In the midst of that, I'm going to go and take form for masters. I know if I put that to 2 hours every day on this course, even if I have to do it for 2 years, they may not come back for 3 years. But if something will be achieved out of the 3 years. And that's what will happen. We'll be talking in the staff room, talking. I'll be writing. Because school will not give you permission to go and run such course. I finished it, I put it there. Why did nonsense still go on? I'm going to go and collect PGD. The same time, I finished the PGD. I put it there. We are still teachers. By the time I got an appointment at DME here, and we're doing interview, they said, are you already waiting for us? They said, what, you have this one? Do you have this one? Uh-uh. I said, were you ready for us? I said, I'm not ready for you. I'm ready for myself. You also happen to be the at the right time. What I'm saying is that time is wealth. And I want to let you know that you have time for everything you should do. What you don't have time for is what you should not do. So number one, remove from your whatever, I don't have time. You can only not have time for what you should not do. God who made you, who set you in place as determining the boundaries of your life. And he has put all you should do within span of time. You can do all things. He said, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Those who have no gospel say, through your motions of purpose, when you have your drive, you can do all things. Another person says, when there's hope, there's life. So life is hidden hope. And he gave a story this morning that was an amazing story. Sorry, I'm just to pray with you. Somebody did an experiment many years ago. Maybe you, I don't know if you see it on the Facebook that guy was discussing. One man was talking about his experience and how God helped him through all he went through. So an experiment was done many years ago with frog. They took a frog and put it inside a cup of water, and the frog died within 15 minutes. So he was wondering why the frog should die like that. So he took another frog and put it inside the water. Maybe around 10 minutes time, he removed it. Are you hearing what I'm saying now? He removed it. The frog resuscitated. By the time he dropped it back in the water second time, this frog spent a whole day in the water, did not die. What's the learning there? The frog has learned to believe that there is hope, or there is going to be escape. That it came and took him out for that 15 minutes came. So he has taught in his brain that somebody's coming to take me out also. And that hope sustained for a whole day. And that makes me remember the story about one guy, one student in the U.S. who, you know, there was a school collapse. And the two children were in the rubble. They have come to save many of them. But they didn't see the two of them who were down the rubble. The two of them were around the same place that rubble. There's one of them who trusts his father. That his father will always come for him. So he told his friend, said, Daddy will come for us. They have checked the old rubble. The old school have said, let's give up. But his father did not give up because his father believed that his child is in that place. And if he's there, he'll be waiting for him. He trusts that his boy will not give up to death like that. And the boy trusts his father that his father will come for him. So while all the parents has gone, the father stayed with the rubble. And began to excavate. For 2 days, the children were in the rubble and they didn't die. Because there's hope. So, hope is not just hope if it's not read your mind. There are things that gives you hope. They say, when you think about the thing and you have hope, that any time you want to do it, it will work. Because you are busy your mind on it enough. That's why you don't start with hope, start with faith. The long faith to find hope. And you need hope not to make you ashamed. I don't know if you hear what I'm saying tonight, please. That is the energy you need to do anything in life. It may not be fast, but you will get it done. When I say get done, I'm not saying getting done just to feed your mouth. Get it done to make a difference. Get it done to go to a space, to go to a space where many of us can also be part of your process or part of your arrival. I want to have people in the church here who can take 50 to themselves. Take 30. We're not going to die at the spot of trying to survive. No, we're not dying as a church at that point. Men will arise in this place. Who will build industry? The post of that life does not negate those things. Time, there's time for them. There is time. It doesn't take 24 hours. It just takes time that is allotted for such. With 1 hour, 2 hours on a matter, it can turn to billions. Just 1 hour, 2 hours on a matter. If the 2 hours are spent diligently enough.
Turn, for there is more than enough time to be who you should be. To be who you should be. Babilio Tapan and Ashen. But we didn't wake up on time. You didn't wake up on time to see how to use time. To see how to manage even the time you have been given upon the face of the earth. Purpose settle is very important. But in this season, I am bringing wisdom to invest in time.
Yeah.
Even purpose.
No.
To invest in time. Even purpose. To show you how you have not used time well. To show you things you have put in your hours. Even the same hours you have. To begin to train you on how to invest purpose in time. How to invest purpose in time. Talaviota, Elibinia Teredabashian, Metani, I created time, and I gave it to man for his profiting. Papatien Osien, Moliota, Egenion Telianda, but because of man's fallen nature, man has invested even time in that which does not count. Erotoshian ten. And yet, he wallows in pain, he wallows in confusion. But for you, you're a different breed of people.
Yeah.
You're a different breed of people. I'll make you understand times and seasons,
yeah.
And I'll teach you to invest. Even invest, and teach you how to put purpose in time. Because you have to imagine the people I have called you to be. You're a people of great wealth. You're a people of great prosperity. You are a great people. That is who you are. But we will teach you to invest purpose even in time.
Amen. Ephesians 5. Wherefore he said, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. You can say the days are challenging or highly challenging. So while you have the time, buy back time, because the challenges ahead is
can be massive. And you may not have the time at that time. But the time at that time is not meant. It's not a time designed to start solving that problem. I like the word redeeming. So time is every day. You are redeeming time. You are supposed to be like somebody's on earth who is in a haste. It's not a haste of worry. Eh? It's a mess of we don't really have the time. Redeeming the time because the days are evil. What you should do for 3 months, don't spend one year doing it. Let's go back in next 6 months and tell ourselves, next 6 months, let's put things there, okay? Eh? For us in the church here, what will make you to stay spiritual is our constant to put in place. As long as you are here, your heart is here, you will grow. Also, use the time you have to invest things that are meaningful. You can have three sources of incomes. There's nothing wrong with that. But there's no single source of income that can really sustain you in today we live in. You say you are online, anything can happen to online. You are downline, anything can happen to downline. You're offline. So it's just a matter of changing your time as opportunity. Because they say time and chances happen to them all. It's an opportunity. You can may feel that today is tough. Oh. When you see tougher days, you know that it's not tough. Yes. In fact, how much I'm earning so small. You're gonna see that if you don't make sure you use that time very well, you will see tougher days and wonder, eh? It's like, look at the economy. You're going to that, look at 10 years ago. And we're complaining 10 years ago. If you earn times 5 of what you're earning then now, it doesn't take care of it. Because 10 years ago, a bag of cement was less than 5,000. Maybe 3,000 plus. Fuel was less than 300 naira. Huh? You can't think it. 187 or so. So if you earn 20,000 at that time, it's more than you earn 20,000 now. In the purchasing power. And the salary has not gone the way. You can't say, nobody can increase the salary the way the position goes. Nobody can increase the salary that way. Nobody can multiply your salary 10 times 10 from 10 years ago. Nobody. So it means as time goes on, your purchasing power will be is designed to decrease. So when you think you don't have much money in your hands, it's actually you have so much money in your hands. You have so much money, but you think that I'm just saying 8,000 naira. I'm telling you, the day is going to earn 300,000. You're going to say 300,000 is not amount of that 8,000 naira. In line with responsibility around you. Just 8,000 naira. 8,000 naira in your hands alone now. It's more than 40,000 in your hands with children. What I'm just talking about, you can't despise today. Today's your reality. Huh? I can't budget on what you don't have. What you have is now. It's now. What you have, you have. Whatever you have as money, as time, is your asset now. Don't hope for a day when there's going to be one breakthrough somewhere there. If there is never one, then make a breakthrough to happen there. Yes.
Redeem your time. Redeem your time. Make use of what you have. Your time. Your time. Your time. Use your time to buy skills. To buy wisdom. To buy wisdom. Mm-hmm. To buy wisdom. Use your time. Mm-hmm. Use your time. For I am calling you to a large place.
Thank you very much.
I returned and I saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill. But time and purpose happen to them all. Many years ago, when I knew I was going to stay back in Ondo here by divine instruction, I have to ask myself, why is ministry difficult in Ondo here? I'm not the first minister. Stand here. I came from somewhere. Why is ministry difficult here? What people like Mama and rest went through in ministry, they can't tell you. You could see Mama's picture, variation, eh? You could see it in the bed, eh? I couldn't even believe that when Mama was 48, that it was like that. Those people spend nearly their life and their blood for ministry. I said, Lord, why? The Lord said, people here are stingy. So don't plan for them to give you. Plan to give them. So when you come to my house, I offer you things to eat. To reconstruct my mindset that nobody's going to come in to give me. I wasn't expecting for anybody. I've been speaking for many years. Nobody here gives a dime. The Lord said, don't try full-time ministry in this place. Stay on your job. Until time is ripe, don't try it here. In the days when we were having a single breakfast meeting, it is our money that we used to make all those food. What if the money was not there? I think people like favor, it was not message that stayed him back. It is tea and sandwich. It was meat pie then. It was from meat pie to sandwich. It was meat pie. I don't know how many ministries you know here can afford meat pie for people in the morning at that time. And we do it twice in the month. First weekend and third weekend. So I'm just trying to say is that if you are here, it's straight, okay, oh, God has helped us today, but what we went through to make it happen. Yeah, God helped us through. But we also gave it to instructions of righteousness. We didn't do it the way it has been done before. Or else you come down, you meet here, you won't meet anything. And when you don't meet anything, you don't feel like staying. Huh? Yes. Nothing looks like, as if there's something to stay with here. Yeah. So to be as if God did not call you here, you have to be praying, Lord Jesus Christ, maybe the vision is maybe Port Harcourt or Lagos, please, just. But there has not changed his mind about the fact that come to know here. So it's you that will ask for how? God don't let Abraham out of all of Shadis. He left with nothing, with his own family, to a land that will show to you. And the Holy Ghost did not move to make those things happen. God empower his mind. Yeah, give it the power to make wealth. And the Lord that God that gave it, that gave it the power. That power is thinking. That power is not anointing, it's thinking. It's wisdom power, it's power. To make wealth. So it demands power of the mind. Which all of us have access to. If you are not born brilliant, I was never an A person. When I score A, I'm amazed. How did this all happen? Yes, I'm not an A person. Let me say that to you. I'm not brilliant. You think I'm brilliant? I know, but I'm saying what is on mind. You feel like that is, I'm not brilliant. I'm an average mind. Average mind. Truly speaking, I had two for investing. Maybe if I press more or labor more, I could have two one anyway. But that two doesn't make I'm brilliant. Two does not mean you are brilliant. If you are brilliant, you will have first class. You will have good first class. You have 4.3 first class. That's when you are brilliant. It's not when you have 2.1 that is 3.6. I escaped 2.1. All of us are the same. 3.45 to 2.2. 3.5, 5, 5, 2, 2, 1 is the same. So we're not brilliant, really. Why is it brilliant? We're not brilliant. But it's just being able to know how things work. I have known for a long time that things does not work easily. So I arm myself with, it's not going to be easy. Yes. Things does not work. Good things does not work easily. So when I approach any task, it was meant of looking for every means to badge it, because it's not going to be easy. So when I get there, I feel like, so it's more easier than I thought. It's always a plus than to get there and I'm not armed enough. But somebody just said it's not difficult. It's not difficult. When you not get there, you know, why not begin? Why others have not crossed it? Because it's not easy. If it's easy, everybody would have crossed that place. So I pray for you this morning, my people. I pray for you this morning. I pray for you this morning. I know those words I've spoken to you is to empower you. I pray for you this morning. These things you have heard will make meaning to you. Yeah. For everyone so that God gave to me that left my mercy here, you are a model of a people that God ordained to change from being small to being great. Yeah. And none of you will remain small. Yeah. When people look at us from anywhere, we look at all these ones. What we amount of these ones? That's the way an average man thinks. But when I see you, I see a gift. When I see you, I see a great man. When I see you, I see a great future. Amen. When I see you, I see a mighty man.
Amen.
When I see you, I see a blessed man.
Amen.
When I see you, I see a wealthy man.
Amen.
When I see you, I see a blessing.
Amen.
And I say, that is who you are.
Amen.
Let everything in you open up this morning.
Amen.
Open up to good reasoning.
Amen.
Open up to sound thinking.
Amen.
Open up to sound judgment.
Amen.
Be wise.
Amen.
I said, be wise.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Begin to see time as asset.
Amen.
Redeeming the time. Redeeming the time. Redeeming the time. Let time become a wealth to you.
Amen.
Find purpose.
Amen.
Find good thoughts.
Amen.
Find divine inspired thoughts.
Amen.
Find the power to implant them in time.
Amen.
Find the power to change your seed to fruit.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I say you are blessed today.
Amen.
And you are greatly helped by God.
Amen.
No challenge will intimidate you.
Amen.
No one's achievement will intimidate you.
Amen.
You will see your own space.
Amen.
You will see that there's a large space for you.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Arise with great strength.
Amen.
Mount up with wings as eagle. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I sever you from your background.
Amen.
I sever from all impossibilities.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I sever you from all contentions.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Receive freedom.
Amen.
To ascend.
Amen.
To become.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Prosper and be in health.
Amen.
As thy soul prospereth.
Amen.
As you prosper in eternal purpose, prosper in every other thoughts.
Amen.
That scripture, I wish above all that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Your soul prosperity is your prosperity in the eternal purpose. But I wish that thou be in health. And that thou mayest prosper and be in health. I pray and I say it over you. That as you prosper in the eternal purpose, let everything you in your hands also work.
Amen.
Let God find your hand a place to sow his seed.
Amen.
To sow his thoughts.
Amen.
Thought to sustain many.
Amen.
To sustain many. To raise many.
Amen.
To bless many.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thank you, my dear Father. Want to appreciate, want to give all the glory to your name today. For you'll be in health. Not only tamper with your health. Thank you, Mother Father. We appreciate you today. We give you glory and praise. In Jesus' name we pray.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi or Labadi by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.